This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome to Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 9 picks. Week 8, I went 3-2, which brought me to an embarrassing 17-22-1 on the season. If you're new to the podcast, I pick 5 games every week in the NFL that I'm going to bet on against the spread, of course. I've been doing it for a few years. 5 games every week. Do the pick show on Friday. Do a recap on Monday. Preview Monday Night Football. We go on with the season. And that's the podcast. So welcome if you're new. I have had quite a few new people start listening in the past couple weeks. So welcome. I'm in the middle of a terrible season. I need to probably pick it up, right? I got a bunch of new people coming on or listening and giving me a shot. I need to start putting some winners out there. I'm going to try to do that this week. Again, I did have a winning week last week. One of my 2 winning weeks out of 8, so that's not good. That's how I get to 17-22-1. But somehow still, even with as bad of a year that I'm having, a successful season is still, I mean, it still could happen. I'm only 5 games below 500. It's not crazy. I've ripped off some runs before. But that was in seasons past, not this year. I mean, I haven't ripped off anything. I also got some messages I got to get to. I used to read a lot of messages, and I've been bad about going through my DMs, but I did go through some of them this week, and I got a few of those for you that I will read. Maybe I guess I'll do that maybe before the picks. I can just open with that, right? And then I'll get into the games. Thursday Night Football last night, Titans-Steelers. I tweeted out I was on Steelers -3. I was fair, though, and, you know, saying, hey, you probably want to bet the Titans, but I was on the Steelers. I posted my bet slip just so people would know there wasn't no reverse hanky-panky picks going on. Like, I say I'm betting on the Steelers, but I'm really betting on the Titans because I'm fading myself. No, I don't fade myself. I bet my picks, and Steelers came through. Got a dub for me. Win by 4, cover the -3. I just thought Will Levis was going to struggle a little bit after his amazing week last week. Plus, he was having to come in and deal with a Steelers team that just had an embarrassing home loss against the Jags. And by embarrassing, I don't mean like, you know, Jags are good. Jags are a solid team. What I mean by embarrassing is just like the Jags manhandled them in Pittsburgh, which you just don't see a lot. You still got to put some respect on the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, you know? They still got to Pittsburgh's got a bit of pride. And that was my reasoning for betting on the Steelers. That's what, you know, follow me on Twitter, BMS_Derek. That was my thought process there. Got the dub. So starting off week 9 strong. I can't wait for week 9. I'm excited. Cowboys-Eagles week. Plus Sunday morning, you got Dolphins-Chiefs in Germany. So I love Sunday morning football. I've talked about that. I know some people hate it. I absolutely fucking love it. I love it. And the fact that we get the Dolphins and the Chiefs. Sunday morning, I mean, that's going to be badass. So, let me get into some messages, and then I will get into my 5 picks. And then, also, people seemed to like last week when I at least gave some kind of little preview of every game, just throwing my thoughts out there on which side I would bet on. So, I'll probably do that, too, because people, I got a lot of good feedback on that. I appreciate you guys. Last week's podcast was, it did very well for me. Shout out to you guys. I do appreciate it. I really do appreciate you guys. I do just want to say thank you. I don't take you guys for granted. Let's get into some messages. Caesar says, how are you a Cowboys fan? Meanwhile, I see you giggling and playing touch butt with Eagles fans on Twitter all the time. I think touch butt, that's a great Nate Diaz reference if you meant to do that, Caesar. So shout out to you. I remember the Nate Diaz. I believe it was, he said that to Conor McGregor when Conor was like, I don't know, Conor was doing this weird thing where he was like working out in the park and like doing these balancing things. And Nate Diaz at the press conference was like, you're playing touch butt in the park, which was hilarious. But you're not wrong, Caesar. But I do think that, you know, grow up a little bit. I am friendly with some, I mean, you know, I got a ton of Eagles fans that listen to the Billy Madison show, which is, you know, my main job, what I do for a living. And I have become friends. I do like, I'll admit it. I like a ton of Eagles fans. I'm friends with a ton of them. I think they're actually good people. Eagles fan base is, you know, it's hard to say that they're not legendary. But so what? Who gives a fuck? Like, I'm still talking shit on the Eagles. Like, I'm not like, just got friendly with them. You never see me say like, oh, I love your team. I wish I had Jalen Hurts as my quarterback. What the fuck are you talking about, Caesar? Honestly, what the fuck are you talking about? How old are you? Really? Like, that bothers you when you see a Cowboys fan that, like, is... You can't be... I hope you're just trolling me. But part of me, almost just by looking at your... I'm not... I don't want to judge a book by its cover, right? But I looked at your profile, not gonna lie, and just based on kind of how you look, I feel like this message was serious. And I really don't know how to answer that. Guilty as charged? But so what? You just think Eagles fans are just like what? You just can't talk to them? Like, I don't. But I love Caesar, though. Like, I love how serious Caesar is about it. Like, Caesar doesn't like me talking to Philly fans. Like, God, I don't know. I just never, when I was a kid, I never thought adults would be like this. Like, I didn't think that these kind of things would happen ever in adulthood, but they do, and it is comical. So appreciate the message, Caesar. I really don't know what to say to that, honestly. Like, I don't know how to give you, I don't know, I can't give a serious answer there because I don't get it. Next message. Mark was going off on me. So last night I tweeted out, I know this is an NFL podcast, but obviously I live in San Antonio, so, you know, the Spurs are, you know, everything down here. And on my Twitter feed is constant Spurs action. And I love it. I fucking love it. But one thing I've always noticed is that Spurs fans are very intelligent. Like, they know ball. I don't care what anybody says. I don't think San Antonio gets enough credit for how well they know basketball. They know everything about the Spurs and everything about everyone in the league. Like, you should just see them. And my thing was, San Antonio has more fans that know ball per capita than any other NBA city. Because I said they just tweet and tweet and tweet with zero interactions and don't give a fuck because they just do it for the love of the game. God bless you all. That was literally the tweet. That's what I said. And Mark said, weird move insulting Spurs fans when you live in San Antonio. Mark, if you found that tweet in any way, how could you fucking possibly find that insulting? Because I said they had zero interactions? Who gives a shit? The point of it was me highlighting the fact that they were basically tweeting this into the abyss, even though I see it. And I know a lot of people do see tweets and they don't interact with them and it doesn't mean anything. I was just saying they don't give a fuck about any of that. They only care about the game. And they just want to send it out into the world, like what they're seeing and like what their thoughts are. And that was, I have no idea how you think that tweet would be in any way insulting to Spurs fans. Especially when it was meant to be nothing but showing love. And like, hey, I don't think Spurs fans get the credit they deserve for how well they know ball. The fact that you took that like I was insult, really? Go back. Can you go back and read the fucking tweet? Like, what I actually said? I said they tweet and tweet and tweet with zero interactions, but they don't give a fuck because that's not what they do it for. They're not. That's more of a compliment because you're saying, oh, you're not just acting out on social media to get attention. They're just, it's for love of the game. How could you ever, in what world would you ever find that to be insulting, Mark? Go back. You must have misread the tweet. You had to have misread the tweet. Please go back and then apologize, please. Another message I got here, Chad. Why do a podcast when you kind of suck? No offense, I actually like you. I've listened to your podcast casually for a couple of years and don't think I've seen you put together better than 3-2. Well, Chad, okay, so I don't know how you could have listened to me last year and come to that conclusion. Like, I hit like 61% last year or something like that. I know I went like 5-0. I went once, maybe twice. I think it was just once. And then I went 4-1 maybe two or three times last year. Like, what? I mean, I guess it's possible if you say you casually listen that you just happen to... There are a lot of 3 and 2 weeks. That's what happens when you pick five games. I mean, 3 plus 2 is 5. It's just a common... It's going to be a common record when you pick five games, 3 and 2. 2 and 3, that's another common one that you're going to run into when you pick five games. I don't know what to say to that either, because it's just not... I'm not going to say you're wrong, because I don't know exactly what podcast you listen to, but if you listen to every one of them, you would definitely see me put together better than 3 and 2. Not this year. I'm having a bad year. Fuck off. Why do the podcast just because I'm losing this year? I'm not going to tuck tail. Like, what kind of pussy would do that? Just because you're not winning, I'm going to take my ball and go home? Hell no. I've never done that, and I never will. You see the good and the bad. I've had incredible years. I think it was last year. Or maybe it might have been season four. I don't know. It all kind of runs together at this point. But I had a fucking insane season. So I find that very insulting. But I don't want to attack you because, you know, you say you casually listen. So maybe it just happens to be literally every podcast you listen to, I go 3 and 2. But I definitely could do better, Chad. I'm not this year. But I'm going to keep doing it because I made a commitment to do this podcast. I like to do this podcast. I like to give out my picks. And I'm not going to be a pussy just because I'm having a rough season. I would think that people would appreciate that, you know? Because there are a lot of people that if they just start to not look the best or if they're losing, they're just like, they're going to pout about it and pack it up and go home. And it's just like, we should commend the people that are getting their asses kicked publicly like I am and say, hey, you know what, Derek, I appreciate you still showing up every week, bud. Except for the 1 week that wasn't my fault. I wasn't running from shit. It literally wasn't my fault. You guys know we have serious engineering and technical difficulties all the time at the Billy Madison Show studios. So I only missed 1 week. Give me a break, bud. Give me a break. Come on, Chad. Come on. Stop busting my balls. I'm already getting my fucking ass beat this year. I don't need your fucking shit. But, hey, if you want to message me, BMS_Derek, Twitter or Instagram, or you can email me if you want, I guess, Derek@KissRocks.com. I do always like the messages just because a lot of them are funny. I mean, this week was pretty good. I had, I'm guilty of reading a lot of negative ones. Not ones that are overly hateful, though, because I've said that before, and then some of you guys really go at me, and it's just like, I'm not going to read that. Like, that's insane. You're just like, wishing every horrible thing possible upon me just so I read your fucking message on the podcast. You think I'm an idiot? I mean, I am an idiot, but come on. Like, you don't think I see that? Like, quit being a dickhead. All right, let's move on. Let's get into the five games for week 9. Oh, that was a glitch. We'll do that again. There it is.
Number 5.
I'm going to go Dolphins +1.5 in Germany taking on the Chiefs. Dolphins have, I said last week when I bet on against the Patriots, they beat up on the bad teams and they fold against the good teams. Chiefs are a good team. They did lose to the Broncos. I think that maybe the Chiefs, let's just have some fun. Chiefs drop this game, right? Then they drop 2 in a row. And then everything starts to go into meltdown mode as far as, like, in the media, not in actual Kansas City. I think they're going to be a team that's right there in the end. I just think the Dolphins, they do a lot of things well, but they just need to beat a good team. And this is a great opportunity to do it. They have the weapons to do it, no doubt. Patrick Mahomes had the flu last week. Not feeling well, played like shit against Denver. Now they got to travel all the way to Germany. I mean, I know he has great medical care and stuff like that. I'm sure he's feeling great, but let's just act like there's, you know, some leftover flu and they stumble in Germany. I just like the Dolphins. Like everybody else. Tyreek Hill, there's no denying him. What that dude does and can do, even when everybody knows the ball's going to him and he's got double coverage and he can still run right the fuck past you, is amazing. And it's hard to bet against the Dolphins when they can put up points in a hurry. So let's just say that they go to Germany and have a good time and get the dub against the Chiefs. It's a fun pick. Like most of my picks, it's probably wrong, but I'm going Dolphins plus 1.5.
Number 4.
I'm going to go Texans. Bounce back this week at home, taking on Tampa. Texans have been another team that they have entered my 5 picks in one way or another through most of the season. Last week I was against them, although not in my 5 picks, actually. That was one I just previewed afterwards. That's right, that's right. But I did tell you about Carolina last week. I had a feeling about they needed a win. They were due. At least one win. Texans are a team that, you know, they can still struggle. They've shown signs that the future's bright, especially with C.J. Stroud, but last week they did stumble a bit. This week they get an interesting middle-of-the-road Bucs team at home. I think these teams are pretty much evenly matched, and I'm just going to give Houston the advantage for being at home and coming off a loss. I'm going to take them -3 at home, taking on the Bucs.
Number 3.
I'm going to go Ravens -5.5 at home, taking on the Seahawks. This is, I'll be honest, it's a pissed off game. And you should never bet like that, but I do because I'm an idiot and I'm a degenerate. And that's why I'm not a professional gambler, is because there are times where I bet emotionally. I'm doing that twice this week. This is the first one. But Seahawks just pissed me off because they robbed me last week. They robbed me of a fucking huge parlay that I had with the Browns money line. And, I mean, the Browns fucking shot themselves in the foot, you know. But Seahawks were the ones that took that away from me. So they got to travel all the way to the West Coast to take on Baltimore, who won last week against Arizona. Arizona covered last week. So Ravens look to bounce back this week. I think Seattle's in trouble. I think people think the Seahawks are a little bit better than they are. Even I think there's a reason they're 5.5-point dogs here. And people are betting the fuck out of Seattle, and I think it's the wrong side. So I'm going Ravens -5.5 at home, taking on the Seahawks.
Number 2.
This is something I never do. It's like something that I think I say I won't do, or it goes against my morals or commandments or something like that, but fuck it. I don't care. Whatever. I'm going Cowboys +3 on the road, taking on the Eagles. And it's just, this is my second emotional game. My last pick was emotional. This pick's emotional. I want revenge from the San Francisco game. Derek, what does that have to do with the Eagles? Just means a good team. Eagles are a good team. There's no denying it. They got dudes on that team that I fucking hate it. And they've only gotten better. Be a huge win. Be a huge boost for the Cowboys to go on the road and beat their division rival. And just tell the league, like, hey, Cowboys are a contender. I would like to see that as a Cowboys fan. I spent a fuck ton of money on the Cowboys. I would like to see some return on my investment. I've settled the fact that I know we're not going to win Super Bowls and we're not a championship team. But at least give me fake contenders. At least give that to me. Don't lay down in the middle of the season after you just got your heads beat in a few weeks ago against a good team in San Francisco. Come back and show the league like, oh, are the Cowboys or something? Huh? Cowboys +3. That's my pick. It's emotional as fuck. I don't care. Fuck the Eagles.
Number 1.
I'm going to go Bengals -1.5. I think this Bengals team, just like everybody else, this is such a Joe public pick, but everybody else saw what I saw last week against San Francisco, and the Bengals looked awesome. Bengals look like world beaters. I know it's the NFL. A lot of times you have that, right, where a team starts to look like world beaters, and then, you know, next week they don't. One week they do, one week they don't. Joe Burrow, I think, is different. I think he's special. I think that dude's, he's a boss. Last week he was, I mean, you couldn't stop him. He was running all over the place. You could tell he felt great, and he played great. I think the Bengals got a bit of their swagger back. They got some road to make up. I think the Bills have real problems. I thought this line would be higher. I really do. But I think that people are trying to be too sharp here with the Bills +1.5. They're overthinking it. Bengals are the better team. Bengals are at home, -1.5, with still some road they need to make up for how they started the season. I love the Bengals -1.5. I love the Bengals minus 1.5. I really do. And I'm going to get as much money as I can on the Bengals, which probably means, you know, with the way my season's going, I'm just being honest, the Bills are probably going to win outright. Like, it just, I'm 17-22-1 on the season. So you hear me sitting here pounding my chest about the Bengals, and I'm going to put as much money as I can, my bookies will allow me to get down on the Bengals. But also, I need to reiterate, I am having a terrible season. I don't want this to be like an endorsement for you to go out and borrow money from people to put on the Bengals minus 1.5. Please don't be a fucking idiot. I love the Bengals minus 1.5. If I can borrow money from people to put it on the Bengals, I'm going to. That does not mean you should. Okay? Those are my five picks. Real quick recap. Dolphins plus 1.5. Texans minus 3. Ravens minus 5.5. Cowboys plus 3. Bengals minus 1.5. All right? I ain't got a whole lot on the Cowboys, Eagles. I just want to see what happens. You know, can the Cowboys show that San Francisco game, they just fucked up. They just didn't show up. They get their ass beat in Philly, then, you know, we know what we know. And just pack it in. Season's over. But if they show up against Philly and they pull out a win, It's gonna give us fake contender status, which gives me, you know, it gets me through Christmas and shit. Gets me all the way up until the playoffs, where I can kind of like walk around with a little bit of pride, you know? Hell yeah, Cowboys. And this is our time. This is a regular season. This is when we dominate, bitch. Let's do it against a division rival on the road. I love my picks this week. I love my picks this week. I really do. What does that mean? Nothing. I'm 17-22-1 on the year, so it means absolutely dick. But I love them. Okay? Let's cover some of these other games. Minnesota on the road taking on Atlanta. Atlanta's minus 3.5. Josh Rosen, I believe, is getting the start for Minnesota with Kirk Cousins tearing his Achilles. I'd probably go Minnesota in that game. Plus 3.5. Let's have some fun, you know? Let's see if Rosen can make something. Maybe show people he's not dead. Show Arizona they made a mistake by trading him. I guess maybe it was Dolphins, right? He was drafted by Arizona, though, right? And then went to Dolphins, and then now he's the backup in Minnesota. I got to be honest. I don't know the Josh Rosen career too much, but I think I'm pretty close. All right, next one. Rams on the road taking on Green Bay. I love the Rams in that, plus 3. I hate Green Bay. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go Green Bay in that game, minus 3. Just because the Rams have been a bit of a mess. So have the Packers. I mean, we're talking about a 3-5 team taking on a 2-5 team. So now we're in week 9. Rams still haven't had a bye. I know they got some dudes banged up. They've been a gritty team all year. They need this game. They need this game. Just to stay in any kind of, you know, if they go to, if they go to 3-6, I mean, it's going to be over. So, but reason why this game didn't make my five picks, I go Green Bay minus 3. Mainly because I'm looking at this thing and like 70% of the money's on the Rams. And I do not like when 70% of anything is on one side. It just, to me, I monitor that and I've watched that since forever. And you just always see that shit lose. Always. Not always, of course. Otherwise, I would bet it every time. But it's just, you see it all the time. You see all the time where people, 80% of the money is on one side and they fucking lose. It's just how the NFL works. Bears on the road taking on New Orleans. I almost had the Bears plus 8.5 here, but I'm tired of going after the Saints because they just beat my ass every time. 8.5 is a lot for a team that's 4-4. It is against the Bears. But I don't know. Doesn't that feel like a game where the Bears like show up and make competitive? It's just like, it's hard to explain, but I would bet the Bears there if I was going to bet it, plus 8.5. I really would. Arizona on the road taking on Cleveland, plus 8.5. I'd have to go Arizona because only for the simple fact of I bet on Cleveland last week, they lose. I bet on Arizona last week, they cover. So I would then reward Arizona with my money again. Plus, it's almost 9 points. It's a lot. But Cleveland is 4-3, and they can run the ball and they can play defense. Arizona could struggle. They're 1-7 on the year, 4-3-1 against the spread though. And that's the only record we care about at the Degenerate Derek Network. the ATS. Next game, Washington on the road taking on New England. That just feels like a Commanders game plus three. See, I got that game. Indy on the road taking on Carolina. Indy's minus 2.5. Carolina's plus 2.5. I go Frank Wright revenge game, Carolina plus 2.5. That's where I would go. But does Carolina really get back-to-back wins? Like, ugh. Let's say they do. Let's say they, you know, get a bit of confidence after that win they had last week. They're 1-5-1 against the spread, though. 1-6 on the year. I would go Carolina for shits and giggles, plus 2.5 at home. Giants on the road taking on the Raiders. These are two bad teams. They are bad teams. Josh McDaniels let go earlier in the week. Raiders head coach. Just tough, Josh McDaniels. He just could not get that head coaching thing going. And it's just because he looks like a goofy mother. He just looks like a goofy dickhead. He does. Just his little visor and he's just a little boy. And he's like, this is my football team. I don't know why. Like, Sean McVay, like, commands the sidelines. Like, he's another little guy I think about. But it just is different. Like, Josh McDaniels, like, just looks like a fucking idiot. And he's been an awful head coach. And the Giants have been also awful. And they come from the Belichick coaching tree. And neither one of these guys can coach for shit. So it's a toss-up. Let's just go Raiders. Now they have a new coach, minus 1.5. Because the Giants, I mean, that loss they had last week to the Jets is embarrassing. I don't know how you get that team motivated to come back. But then again, the Raiders can find a little motivation because their head coach is gone. So, you know, maybe a bit of breath of fresh air. I don't know. I don't know why the fuck you would bet that game, honestly. And then I got the Cowboys over the Eagles, and I got the Bengals over the Bills. So that is week 9. There it is. All right? Hope you guys have a great weekend. Remember, this thing starts Sunday morning, baby. I'll be back Monday after the Billy Madison Show to do week 9 recap again. Have a good weekend. Also, I couldn't thank you guys. Like, seriously, thank you. Last week's podcast was my biggest of probably the past 2 years, probably biggest, most downloaded podcast I had. So shout out you guys. Appreciate that. I'll be back Monday. Recap everything. Have a good one.
The Degenerate Derek podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.